We're not sure about that, but the first look, it wasn't serious, but, you know, we'll know more tomorrow.
What happened? Did you see?
I did not see what happened. You know, it was a pile between him and Menelik Watson. They both went down. I didn't see what happened at all.
Sorry. Oh,
you can.
Are you going to send him for an MRI or anything?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's probably happening right now as we speak.
Is Menelik okay?
Yes, he's okay.
Why has Bowles been able to step in as fast as he has and taken it and become the left tackle for this team pretty much, especially after that performance in the first game?
What I have, that hadn't been decided yet, but he's played well for us. You know, obviously, being a first-round pick, you know, we kind of saw that in him, you know, the skill set to be the left tackle of our football team. So I'm not surprised he's playing well, you know, but they're still competing there with Stevenson and Ty.
What would you like to see from him to continue to make that progression?
This growth as far as the mental part of his game and technique also, you know, as a left tackle, that's a huge part of your game. So just keep growing and working and getting better every day. That's what we want from him.
What progress have you seen from Alan Barber learning the scheme the last 2 weeks?
Alan Barber is a pro's pro. You know, so he came in and hit the ground running. I mean, he hadn't made a bunch of error at all. He's a tough guy. He makes pass pro look easy at times. So it's what we saw on tape from Alan.
Will he get time with ones in the second preseason game?
Maybe, yeah. You know, we kind of gave him some one reps today for Max. So, again, you know, that guard position is an open competition there between, you know, three or four guys. So the best guy is going to play. So it's fair that he's getting some one reps.
Vince, when would you ideally like to have those five solidified so that they can get their chemistry in?
Well, you know, the offensive line is like running back, in my opinion. You need more than five anyway. So the more we can kind of, you know, work McGovern at some left, to work Barber there left and right, you know, in my opinion, that's a good thing for the offensive line. As far as the guys playing together, that's kind of not important. You know, it's your job to block the three technique or block the shade. So, you know, whoever's out there, it works. You know, so I'm not concerned about the one group playing together. You know, just more about guys playing different positions.
So when would you name the starters then? Would it be after the fourth preseason game?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
What will the quarterback setup be for the San Francisco game?
Paxton's going to go with the ones for a quarter and a half, and Trevor will be with the twos for a quarter and a half.
And then Slaughter.
Then Slaughter will play the second half.
It's been characterized out here that Trevor is leading the quarterback competition. Would you agree with that?
Out here. You mean on the field? Or amongst your peers?
Yeah, us.
I respect you guys, but you know, your opinion kind of matters not very much when it comes to the quarterback position. You know, so I respect that, but again, guys, it's a competition, you know, and it's fair to allow each guy to have a chance to play with the ones in an actual game. So this week it's Paxton's turn, and you know, we'll figure it out from there. But right now it's an open competition.
Does our opinion mean not that much or not at all?
Not at all. Just being honest, right? Not at all.
Speaking of the depth, you mentioned the running backs. How nice has it been to have D'Angelo Henderson step up like that?
That's been special. I mean, he's made guys miss in space. He showed explosion. That was a big-time run on Thursday night. So that's what we've seen from that guy, you know, from the first day he's been in Dove Valley. So I'm not surprised he played so well. Even with Ridley, I mean, he made some nice runs on Thursday night. So we're excited about those guys. Even CJ had his opportunities. You know, he made yards. He missed one cut where he slipped. It would have been a big gain for us. But outside of that, I mean, all three guys played well.
Coach, you made the decision not to play Vaughn the other night. Where do you draw the line on what the risk-reward of playing guys in the preseason?
Well, it depends. You know, if we would have had Shane and Shaq healthy, you know, Vaughn probably would have played. But losing those two guys, That's a big loss for us. So, you know, I couldn't risk putting Vaughn out there in the first game in preseason and risk, you know, getting Vaughn nicked. So it was my call.
Do you see him playing next weekend in the second game?
I'm not sure yet.
Do you envision Jamal Charles playing?
Not sure yet.
How's Todd Davis coming along to do some individual 7-on-7
today? Todd's back. It's a no contact type of practice for Todd, but Todd's back working with the ones again.
About,
more 7-on-7 than team.
How about your decision to go with full pads today right after a game? You want to instill something in your team now?
No, that's been planned for 4 months. You know, the ones only played You know, on defense, what, three plays, and on offense, they only played a quarter. So that's been planned for 3 months.
You said you're not sure if Jamal Charles is going to play on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Is he running out of time to even make this team?
No, he's not.
Do you have to see him in a game to make a decision?
Probably, yes, probably. You know, so and we got San Fran this week, we got Green Bay, and even Arizona week four. So he'll eventually play, depends on the docs and, you know, how he's feeling.
After watching film, what are some things you liked or maybe didn't like?
I liked the offensive line as far as the run blocking. You know, we moved guys. The double teams were stout and aggressive. We had some big holes in the running game. Protection-wise, I wasn't totally pleased there. You know, we gave up some protections as far as the five-man pressures. I wasn't pleased there. Defensively, getting off to a fast start. The first three drives, three and outs, and two out of three drives were turnovers. But the run defense wasn't good enough at all. You know, even with the versus 11 personnel or sub personnel groups, it wasn't good enough for us. But the effort was there, guys. You know, we won the game. That's important. So I was pleased.
With injuries piling up on the line, is there a timetable for when you might bring Kyle Petko off?
Well, that depends on how Kyle's feeling. You know, I mean, right now, you know, Kyle had X-ray yesterday. It was pretty good. So he's healing fast. But, you know, until he's healthy, we won't know that.
Are you concerned about the depth on the line?
On the defensive line?
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, anytime you lose a guy like Wynn, who's played really, really well for us, that's a concern, absolutely. But, you know, we've got guys behind him who have to step up. But, you know, you lose guys, it's a concern in all phases of the game.
Sorry, would you bring Walker back inside? How long?
Not yet, no.
After Khalif's performance Thursday, where does he fit in?
He's competing to make our roster. You know, obviously, you know, you keep six receivers, you got a punt returner, kickoff returner. So he played well. I mean, he made three big plays for us in the returning game and the scramble with Kyle Slaughter. So he played well. He's competing.
Speaking of Slaughter, after watching the film, your assessment of him?
Very sharp. You know, I mean, he's been impressive, you know, for a young free agent quarterback. I mean, he's been impressive. You know, I mean, he's poised. His ball placement is really good, you know, in games and in practice. So I wasn't surprised to see him play well in that game on Thursday night. Done a good job for us.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
All right, guys. Thank you.